This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma, and I've got two chapters for you today from Alibi Jones and the Star Seeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. Two chapters, one you haven't heard, and one altered and in a different place in the book. Chapters 3 and 13. The chapter structure changed. I had these massive chapters when I turned the manuscript over to my beta readers. You might remember the very first episode I had a huge chapter one. Well, that's now been divided down into separate chapters. But in that massive original chapter one, as heard on this podcast, there was a scene between Hap and Ruth, Alibi Jones's mother, Ruth, and his half-brother, Hap. And then once I decided to do shorter chapters, that scene became chapter 3. Except my beta readers, at least a couple of them, felt that scene made Hap too extreme too quickly. And I could see what they meant. So I rewrote that scene. It's now a more benign, pastoral setting. And I moved the scene, the original scene with Hap and Ruth, which had been near the beginning, to a later point in the novel. So now it's chapter 13. Which we've now reached. So you'll hear a very familiar sounding chapter 13 on this week's episode, if you heard that long first chapter. But now it's in a new and slightly different context. But I also thought you might like to hear that new chapter 3, too. And both of these chapters are very short. They're on the short side. So I will bring you both chapters on this episode, beginning with the new chapter 3. That's on the way. Just a couple of minutes on Glow in the Dark Radio. First, a little bit of book news. I made the book cover announcement official, updated the website, sent the new cover out to retail, and speaking of retail, you can now pre-order the novel in the Kindle store. The Star Seeds of Earth, the novel, the new novel, is now available for pre-order at Amazon in the Kindle store. That's in addition to Barnes & Noble, Apple, Kobo, Walmart, Google, all the places, most places you buy fine ebooks online. You can pre-order The Star Seeds of Earth. And just head over to glowinthedarkradio.com for all the updates and links on that. Rewrites continue on the novel. I'm still rewriting it. Still waiting on some beta readers, too, to get their copies back to me. Come on, guys. Still on track for release, though. Looking good for May 22nd. That's the official date. Just have to keep focused and get my beta readers to focus, too. Get my copies back from them. Want to remind you, if you can, to please support this podcast and my science fiction efforts by becoming a patron for $2, $5, or $10 a month. You can support this free podcast and get yourself all kinds of free stuff in addition. $2, $5, or $10 a month. You just go to patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio, and you'll see the Glow in the Dark Radio Patreon site. They handle all the financing stuff, so you just give them your credit card. They're safe. They're good for it. And they charge it each month. I want to thank those of you who are patrons and help keep this podcast alive. And I want to thank those of you who also help promote this podcast. even if you can't be a patron. Helping to spread the word is a big, big deal, because word of mouth is all I got. All right, that is it for news and such. So I've got the newly written Chapter 3 and the rewritten Chapter 13 coming up next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
What are you doing in the kitchen?
Writing a short story.
With a meat mallet?
Well, yeah. My characters are giving me trouble.
Well, then what about the cheese grater?
I have to make sure my plot points are evenly spread through the whole story, don't I? Oh, my action scene is done.
Wow, you got it perfectly browned.
350 degrees for 12 minutes. Ah, perfect.
The Melting Potcast, a writing variety show featuring a little of everything, from everyone, everywhere. Short and flash fiction, author interviews, book reviews, and more. Come visit the Disaster Kitchen and cook up a story. Something's burning.
My dialogue!
Now here's Chapter 3 of Alibi Jones and the Starseeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. Ruth sat and gazed out the window of her room at the garden two stories below. Fellow members of the Family of the Light worked the land surrounding the compound. A few acres were set aside for crops. Some workers tilled furrows in the dirt and planted new seeds. Others harvested fruit and vegetables where they'd grown ripe and ready for harvest. She was nearly ripe, already ready. God was inside her. He'd always been inside of her, with her. When he came again offering his gift of love, who was she to say no? It had all been so confusing at first. They said her father had asked for her release. It had to be God the Father at work. The Cardinal, her earthly father, was gone long ago now. No one told her anything until she'd arrived here on Fortuna and became illuminated. There was a new light leading the Family of the Light. He greeted her when she arrived. Unlike her alibi, he'd wanted his mother at his side. Happiness Michael Kim. Her son, named Happiness. Her Hap. So different from Alibi, his half-brother. Though 4 years older, Alibi was more immature, lacking sincerity. Hap was very serious. And Hap had a gift, too. Ruth was proud to once again be touched by the light. And prouder still, it was now her own son. She had thought it would be Alibi, who had the gift. But he'd rejected her, and with her, her faith. And so it turned out to be her later son, Happiness, who shined. Of course. She knew it would be one of her sons. And so it was Hap. And now, the light. Her thoughts seemed to beckon him. Hap walked into her room and stood beside her. He smiled. Hap followed her gaze and watched out the window with her for a few moments. Then he looked down at Ruth where she sat. "Hello, Ruth," Hap said. "Hello, Happiness. You are the light." "Thank you," he said. He grew more serious. "The light is within you." "The light of God is within me," she said. "Thank you for coming." Love filled Ruth. The love of God, and for God, and love for her son, and God's son, and the light. Any small doubts or fears she'd let grow inside her mind vanished like shadows in the light. It always happened when Hap appeared. Hap smiled again. He laid a hand on the side of his mother's head. We are all one in the light, aren't we, Mother? Hap said. We are all one in the light, she said. We are all one in you, Hap. You are blessed, Mother, Hap said. Blessed Ruth. Would you call me by name? She asked. Am I Mother or Ruth? You are Ruth when I act as the light, Hap said. For then, you are more my child than my mother. She frowned. Hap pressed his fingertips against the side of her head, and she smiled again. He pulled his hand away. Ruth appeared confused for a moment. Then she smiled up at him. I've been watching them plant outside, Ruth said. You have the whole congregation out there. Maybe I should help. You are fine right here, Ruth, Hap said. You're taking care of other growth. Just watch the others for now. Be the rich soil that brings forth a bountiful harvest when the word is sown. She turned back to look at the planting outside. Happiness put his hand on her shoulder as he, too, looked back out at the work going on. Jesus knew all about growing, Hap said. We hear that in his parables. We must be the good soil, Ruth. Not the hard path where the seed bounces away, nor the rocky ground where it holds only until challenged, nor thorns where the seed withers and dies. We are the good soil. Ruth turned back to Hap, but his eyes were distant as he spoke. We can grow and grow and reap a bountiful harvest, Hap said. 30, 60, or 100-fold. She wasn't sure he was still talking about the food they were planting below. Her attention drew him back. Be at peace, Ruth, Hap said. For now, be at peace. As he spoke it, so she was at peace. Now here's Chapter 13 of Alibi Jones and the Starseeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. Hap came to see Ruth at home. She no longer liked his visits. He had been growing darker over these last 2 months. Pushier, more demanding. How can he be the light and yet grow dark? It troubled her. Shh, he said, trying to quiet her. Don't be upset, Ruth. She saddened. He was going to do it again. I need something deeply personal from you once more, he said. God wills it to be so, Ruth. I don't like it when you do that, Ruth said. I don't like feeling you inside of me like that. Mother. I don't want you inside of my head. Hap smiled at her. I know, he said. I'm sorry. But I need to know some things that you know. She knew he was trying to look sympathetic, trying hard. But she could tell he truly felt no sympathy towards her. How is it you can do that? Ruth asked. God gives each of us gifts, as St. Paul said. Some the gift of tongues, others the gift of interpreting those tongues, some the gift of prophecy. To me, he has given the ability to see inside the minds of others, to sense their thoughts, a great and challenging gift. Hap smiled, this time for himself. Ruth saw how his pride swelled him up. So you think I'm proud, is that it? Hap asked her. She realized she had to guard her thoughts. Yes, he said, you should. Her son, the light, was a bit of a monster. A monster, is it? Hap said. Harsh, Mother. Look, it's simple. Share with me what you know about Alibi Jones, and then I'll leave you alone. You know all I know, she said. I haven't been in touch with Alibi. You've seen all of my memories of him, she blushed. I know you have. Let me see your call to him last year, one more time, Hap said. Think back to that call. Ruth groaned, but did as her son asked, and remembered. She felt like she was waking up. Did she black out? You wish I was alibi, Hap said. It wasn't a question. He could see into her mind. Ruth was no longer entirely sure this gift was from God. Well, I'm not him. Ruth again tried to guard her thoughts. No, that's not it, she said. I just wish he was here, too, so I could be with both of my boys. Hap grinned a joyless grin. No need to lie, Hap said. I see the truth inside you, Mother. You love Alibi. But you think I am a monster. No, Hap, she protested. She had to stop thinking. Give it a rest, Mother, he said. I'm trying to get him here. Working on it right now. Don't hurt him, Hap. That was Chapter 13 of Alibi Jones and the Starseeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. And before it, we heard Chapter 3, a newly written chapter, giving you the chance to catch up on what's been rewritten for the new novel. It's a work in progress. Alibi Jones and the Starseeds of Earth. Just now, the Starseeds of Earth. Part of the adventures of Alibi Jones. But yes, now, yeah, I think now Hap becomes darker in a more convincing way. At first, he's just a little creepy. But now he can become full-on dark. Although I still feel like this needs something. It's not quite there yet. I was listening to that chapter 13, and I'm like, you know what? This needs to be rewritten still. So I'm not happy with it yet. But we're getting there. And we'll move on to chapter 14 next, which takes us back to the Hornet's Nest. So that should be good. Hope you'll be back for that one. Again, if you can, help support these efforts by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio and pledge for $2, $5, or $10 a month. Get all kinds of free stuff, advance releases, exclusives, all for being a patron. And help support this podcast and my science fiction efforts. That'd be great. And once again, a little bit of news. Made the book cover announcement. It's now official. And the novel is now available for pre-order in the Kindle store, as well as all the other places it has been available. But yes, you can now pre-order it at Amazon. And that is all for this week. Hope you join me again next time around for our next chapter of Alibi Jones and the Starseeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2020 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Accompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.